Today's learning from Nisim Chaim Luz from Shnayi Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel be discussed through Shalem Chaim Moshe Shem Malka Yohanisim and Sarah and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We are holding Simin Kuf Nun. We are middle of Sif Dal in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm continuing over here the conversation of yes.
Yes. You want to put the Mishnah Berurah on the screen or it was just a one-time thing?
Let's see. Maybe in the future on this one, I'm not going to be able to right now because I don't have this. This is the Chromebook, and I don't have the things you've sent out. Maybe it's a good idea for the future. Maybe it's a good.
Do you
idea
want to restart the recording?
Nah. Let's let everybody listen to this way. They can chime in on their opinion if we should have the Mishnah Berurah on the screen or not. Okay. Says so. We're still continuing the conversation over here with regards to the how much space does one have to leave? What rights does a shul have once your window opens up into another section? So says the Mishnah Berurah, we're three lines from the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah for those looking inside. Kosev Ramah b'tshuva b'soif simen lamed beis. Chatzar beis haknesses she'em bo tashmis sunu l'rabim. You have the courtyard of a beis haknesses that is really no privacy over there. Okay, there's no use of it that has privacy. You can't. So now we're talking in the reverse. I have a house next door to the shul. The shul has a courtyard, right? So normally, if your house is next to me, or you have a backyard that has privacy, you can have a taina if I go ahead and I open up, I build an extension, I put windows into an area that you previously had privacy, or windows where I can see into your window. We're not getting into the halachas, what you're allowed to or not, but this is a shaila that comes up. So over here, but if I open up a window to the Rishus HaRabim, nobody can have a tain on me, because opening a window to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim is not a place that you can use privately. So the fact that I can open it up into Rishus HaRabim, you have no tain. So the same thing is over here. If you have a based on Knesset that has a courtyard that is open to the public, there isn't any use, private use of it, nobody can stop me from opening up a window into it. As we explained, it's no different than opening up a window to the Shusarabim. What happens the other way around? I had my chatzar. And now the shul decides they're going to make some new windows. And now the people in the shul could look into my backyard. I could stop them. That's what the Ramah says. V'dinze, what is this halacha? Therefore, we're talking about that the yachid, going back to the first case, that I'm opening up into a window that it's open for the public to use. The EF Shalem live nice with Makam Azem, they'll never be able to make that into a private area, right? So, in other words, this is the way you get in and out of the shul. So, right, there's no way the shul could have expanded his shul and blocked it off. Why? The Elav Hachi, because if they would, let's say this was an area. Right now it's open and the Rabbim could use it and it's not private. However, it's an area that the shul has the ability at some point to expand into and not stop the rabbin from being able to get in and out. Well, so then they could be meicha. Why? The shema yirtzah kol livnas makam zeh. Maybe down the road the shul is going to want to build it. V'hu yitan sheyesh lechazaka b'chalay noisa v'yimcha miliv noisa. I'm going to go ahead, open up my windows to this courtyard. 5 years later, the shul wants to build an extension over there. And he's going to say, you can't do that because I have my windows over here. You can't build over here. So you can't go ahead. And if that's the case, the shul would have a right to stop me, to avoid me from down the road being able to make this claim. I've got the that normally the kol can say they have a chazakah, mikamakon. I'm saying I can't say I have a chazak in something that belonged to the kol. Still, they can say we don't want you to build because if you do build, and a couple years later we want to build, we know this is going to end up in the Torah. You're going to try to stop us. And we don't want to be, even though you won't be able to stop us, we don't want to be in the position that you'll be able to stop us, that you can even attempt to stop us. We have a window that's open to just a rabbin. The people pass by. Don't pour out your, then they had urinals in the bedroom. Don't pour it out your front window onto Rosh Hasharabim. The people go very early to shul. They can end up soiling their clothes with stepping into your Meir Reglayim. You got to be careful as you go. So he says, number one, if you have, you should not be throwing the stuff out onto the street if people pass by you on the way to shul and they go early. In general, you shouldn't go ahead and do sponja. From Milinowitz, our resident Israeli, you shouldn't go ahead and do sponja into the with your drain going right into the street. Because people shouldn't slip. It's like making a barber. If you are a neighbor to the shul and the bathroom creates a smell in the shul, you've got to go ahead and move your bathroom. Again, obviously the bathrooms then were not like the bathrooms they have today. So the bathrooms then would create a bad smell. And if that bad smell is going into the shul, as we learned earlier on, could be a problem with the people davening over there. Not definitely not covered by basic nesses. Phil called them basic kisei, labini basic nesses. I feel I'm shrichin l'salka. Even if your bathroom was there before the shul was built, right? And he says over on the side, it's not just a bathroom. Let's say you have a garden that you use fertilizer, things that smell to fertilize it. You can't have that next to the basic nesses, even if you were there first. Why? The shani hazeka the rabbim, hazeka the yachid. Since you're damaging a rabbim, it's more chomerdik. And even if you were there first, they have a right to stop you. So you can lost like the mail. Now, and the only difference is that if my bathroom was there first, then the shul was built, now I have to move my bathroom. I can't say I'm not moving my bathroom because it was here first, but I could demand that the shul cover the cost of me moving the bathroom. If the shul was there first and then I put the bathroom, and since I have to move it, then it's on me to pay the cost. But if I was there first, then the shul has to pay it. But I am Ashikas, I'm going to have a verse of Simon Kufnon Dalabizet. We will get there shortly. Okay, let's go back to the Machaber, Sif Hey. Ain Poiskin Pesach Pesach Nesses, Elekinegat Atzad, she was found by Oisir. The doorway that you go into the shul should be opposite of the wall that you dive in from. She'im Ispal Lemayrav, let's say you face Mayrav when you dive in, which we learned already depends which side of Etz Yisrael you're on. Yiftachu lemizrach, you should open the door on the mizrach side. Kedei sheishtachavu min ha-pesach neged ha-aron. Shehu beruach shemespal negdei. You walk into the shul, you can bow forward, you are bowing towards the makom that you daven. Says the Rama. So basically, the door should be in the back of the shul, opposite the wall that you daven to. Says the Rama, v'oysim bima be'emtza beis ha-knesses, and you make a bima for laning in the center of the basic Knesset. So number one reason should be in the middle is so everybody should be able to hear when they lay. When the Shliach Tzibah davens, pun of Klapi HaKodesh, he faces the Aron Kodesh. He should not be facing the shul, right? The reason the Rama probably had to say it is because when he went into some of the reform, they were trying to follow more the ways the Chukas Ha'akim, and they would have the Chazan stand on a podium and face the crowd. So the Rama is telling us, no, you got to face the front. The Seyda Yeshiva Kachu, and this is the Seyda Yeshiva, as a Kainim Yoshim Pneim Klapayam, the elders sit on the front row, what we would call the Mizrach Mount, and they face the crowd. Ushak Kulam Yoshim Shura. Shura is everybody sits in a row. They face the Aron Kodesh and they face the elders. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Therefore, we face Mizrach. Since we are on the Marav side of Eretz Yisrael, we face Mizrach. We have to make our door in Marav. Now, the Kosam Agnavram, the Pesach B'tzad Ach, the Chorav Beis HaKnesses, what happens if the doorway was on the other side and the Beis Hamidrash shul got destroyed, burnt down. Now the people who are rebuilding the shul want to go follow the proper minhag, put the door. So if, let's say, majority says, no, I understand that the halacha is that you're supposed to have the door facing the other, on the other wall, but our shul always had it on this wall, and we want you to put it back here. Even if there's a miyot who want to fix it and do it proper, the miyot wins. Let them work out their problems with the seats, and we will. And but they are right that the door is not supposed to be where it was, and therefore they went out, even if it messes up the seats and somebody can tie it. Now you're ruining it. I used to have a seat here. Now I can't have the seat here. The building it in the right place wins. Negadar and Sheburuch. But time should start look by your and Sham. Why do you make the Aron Kodesh over there? By Ram and Tovizel Shani. If Boyan and Hechazab Baruch Shem is found connected by Seir, you put the Aron Kodesh on the wall that the people face in the Damak Kadeshin and Penayim Mulaech Shem the Field. So you should face, as we learned this already, as that you should be facing the Aron Kodesh when you learn. But Ice and Bima, the Ain Ice, the Ice Meshesh Madragas, the Bima, you don't make more than six steps. The Shem Azoya, that those who learn the Zoya is that they should Bafka be six steps, some make three and three. Obviously, in our day, but you shouldn't make more than six steps. Nowadays, you have, Baruch Hashem, we have some larger shuls that do have a stage where the beam is on, and it's very nice, but, and they should not make more than six steps, but in many of us dominant smaller shuls, where you can't do it. He goes down from the bima to the amid where he davens. Upon of classroom kaddish kishara on where it's supposed to be, is it supposed to be in the center by the Aron Kodesh, or it's to the side? It seems that there are many that are makba that it should be to the side, and it should not be facing, not be in the center. Some places do have it in the center. Say that yeshiva, the achshav ain't in the say the zaki kainan mekaymus. Right now we buy the places. Mikamakim yizari shlo yasu shemakim leishav olav ben abimu ben ahechem ba'ifu shiyah penei yoshav neged abimu v'cherev lahechel. You should not make any seats. In other words, we had the mizrach vant, right? The mizrach vant is okay to make the front wall with the zakenim was facing the crowd, right? You go into some shuls, they still have that. Going to Baba and Barabak, right? The front table, still the zakenim still face the crowd. However, between the Aron, if you have any tables, which we'll get to, if you have any tables between the Aron Kodesh and the Bima, there all the people have to face the Aron Kodesh. You can't have even that front table where people have their back directly to the Aron Kodesh facing the Bima, the Ganahi. This guy's sitting facing the bima. Somebody's on the bima. He goes baruch as Hashem mevayrach. It looks like he's bowing down to that person. Unless it's to the side. The cause of our prima godim. The actual starts with karmis eitz la bima shekarmel al memor. They make some places near the bima that are called al memor, which Yitzi Weiss told me is shtenders, and they still refer to it that way. But Yekis, Upnei Yoshev Lehechav Acharev LeBima, he's facing the Bima. He's facing Aron Kodesh's back is to the Bima. Avshah Acharev LeSevatari Mekal Makom Mishus Acheres Yabima. Even though, so what about it? So you said, right? We said, don't make a table between the Bima and Aron Kodesh that the people are facing the Bima because their back is to the Hechel. But why can I make a table between the Bima and the Aron Kodesh with his back facing the Bima? So he explains that the Bima is considered a Rishus Acheres, especially if it's on a stage. And therefore, that's okay. The other way around, it's not. Now, this is actually a very interesting discussion because you go into certain shuls, they're actually makbid, definitely by some of the Chassidish shuls, they're makbid to have seats between the Bima and the Aron Kodesh. And the reason is because the Reform went ahead and they put the Bima all the way up by the Aron Kodesh. The reason that they put the Bima all the way by the Aron Kodesh is because that's the way it was in the churches. Whoever was reading whatever they were reading would be standing way all the way in the front of the room. So the Reform wanted to be like the Goyim, so that's what they would do. So in many of the Chassidish to show Dafka that they're not, they would be makbid to actually have at least one or two tables between the Bima and the Aron Kodesh. Others, for this reason that you don't want your back to the Bima, a makbid not to. The reason we don't have to do it. We're not worried. Those who don't do it, is as long as the beam is in the center of the room, it's there showing that you're not doing it dafka like the Reform or like the Goyim did it. You're not putting it all the way on the front. Talks about over here about, you know, if you have to do construction, you sell the seats. He says the people who have the right way of building, they win out. But there was actually a very interesting halacha, an interesting shaila that came to the Chanukah Satara of Heschler Kirka many, many years ago. And then the Torah, who was one of the biggest paiskim in his time. And the question that the Torah was as follows, that they did renovations in the shul, and they decided, and basically because of the renovations in the shul, it worked out that from whatever was previously the closest seat to the Aron Kodesh, there was now a spot available that was even closer. Okay, so imagine we shifted our Aron Kodesh over to the left for whatever reason. So now there'd be another seat right next to the Aron Kodesh in between whoever sat there before. And the shul realized they needed to raise money for the construction. It's a very chashuv seat. It's a closer seat to the Aron Kodesh. And they can sell it for a lot of money, and they wanted to sell it. The guy who had the previous closest seat took them to the Torah and said, I have a right to that seat because I always had the closest seat to the Aron Kodesh. Happens to be now you shifted my seat over because you made another spot, so you don't have a right to sell it. So again, they created a new seat next to the Aron Kodesh that was closest. They wanted to sell it for a lot of money. The guy who used to be the closest says, I have a right for that seat because it was the closest seat. So they come to Rav Heschel, and the entire Rav Heschel said, the shul has the right to sell the seat. You have no claim. And he bought a raya from Yeshua ben Nun. He says, Yeshua, we don't find anywhere that the Yeshua ben Nun, before he was called Yeshua, was Hesheya. Moshe Rabbeinu added on a yud to his name. So till now, hey was his first letter, and now yud became his first letter. He said to them, we don't find anywhere that the hey took the yud to the entire saying, I used to be the first letter. What gives you the right to take my spot? Obviously, your spot is where it is, the Hesheya, where it is right in it is, and you don't get to move it. So your right is where you are. The fact they now created a spot that's before you, that's your problem, hey. So the hey couldn't take the yud to the entire. He said the same thing over here. You can't take the guy to the entire. But halavai, by us in the shul, we can start selling the seats on the Mizl Grand for a lot of money, because for those of you who haven't noticed, you got your invoices today. Please pay them up.